Michigan Rundown Podcast.
Walton, Chapman, hoist a three. Michigan wins!
At midcourt, extra pass.
And it goes for the win!
Presented by Jake Singer.
Welcome, everyone, to the Michigan Rundown Podcast. I am joined today by Toby, or on today's episode, going by TCB from the famous podcast, The Prattle. How are you today, Toby?
Man, I'm doing really well. How are you doing, Jake?
I'm spectacular.
Awesome.
So, Michigan has one of the best classes in the school's history in 2019 with the best rated recruiting to pull into the Big Ten.
Yeah.
And multiple players who could play big roles as early as this year.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, some like quarterback Cade McNamara, who will be expected to redshirt, and while highly rated players on the offensive line like Tredente Woods, Carson Barnhart, Nolan Rumler, and Trevin Keegan have been on campus this past summer, they're also likely to be destined for a redshirt year.
Yep.
With their contributions, of course, coming in the years down the road. But however, there are several players in this class that can make early contributions once the 2019 season kicks off. So I want to really go into today's podcast about some of these possible freshmen who can really put this team on their back this year and get thrown right in there and make some big contributions for this team.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I want to start today with Greater Atlanta Christian School's 5-star recruit, Chris Hinton.
Ooh.
Do you have any input on Chris Hinton right off the bat?
Man, I mean, Chris Hinton is just one of those guys on the defensive line that you rave about. He kind of reminds me of a young, less kind of put together Rashawn Gary. Obviously, Rashawn was the number one player in the country coming out, so it's hard to compare the two. But I think Chris Hinton has the ceiling to be even a more productive version of Rashawn in the future. So I could definitely see Chris Hinton not getting a redshirt. Obviously, there's this new redshirt rule where they can play in 4 games, which is really cool. So we'll see guys playing a lot, I have a feeling, especially when these games are lopsided at the beginning of the year, maybe even Game 1 against Middle Tennessee State. So I'd love to see guys like Chris Hinton getting time, and I think he definitely will, while maintaining a redshirt. I'm excited about a guy like Chris Hinton. What about you?
Yeah, definitely. Just even giving a little bit of background on Chris Hinton, he made his decision right back in August of 2017, Designed to play for the Wolverines very, very early on in his high school career. And he just shows a lot of prowess as a recruiter, but the All-American game he was an All-American game standout, and he's definitely a player who should see the field early on and definitely has a right to. He's somebody who could play as an edge or in the interior,
Yeah. And
he's likely destined to play defensive tackle, in my opinion, because right now there's very little proven depth for the Wolverines. He is 6'4", 280 pounds, and he just has a lot of strength and is very well conditioned and can get acclimated to the playbook very, very easily. He could be a player, I think, like Aubrey Solomon, who finds a way into the rotation in year one.
Yeah.
So look for Chris Hinton to see that Michigan Wolverines field this upcoming season. Next, I want to talk about defensive tackle Mozzie Smith.
Yeah.
Do you have any input on Mozzie Smith?
Now, when you say Aubrey Solomon, the first guy that came to mind is a guy like Mozzie Smith, a big set, really guy that can clog up the middle. Almost reminds me of a Snacks Harrison, if any of you guys out there are Lions fans. A real run stopper. And I think that's a guy that the University of Michigan desperately needs. I can definitely see that defensive tackle spot being taken over by guys that maybe we're not as familiar with, but they're going to be really stout. Think of guys like Carlo Kemp and even a guy like Mike Dwumfer down there. They're going to have a good defensive tackle. I think people are not going to be as known for their names there, but I think that Mozzie will be able to sneak in there. Similar to Chris, I still think he might get that redshirt tag after only playing for 4 games, but down the line I can really see a guy like Mozzie Smith just being a great run stopper.
Yeah, definitely. And just one other thing to mention about Mozzie Smith, just having the possibility of seeing the field this season, is that he's already had a leg up on the other incoming freshmen in already being on campus and conditioning this past season with the football team.
Good point.
So he's already had an early opportunity to get acclimated to the playbook and the college game, and just the coaches really getting a good opportunity to see what he's done for this team. So that's the one thing I would say about Mazi Smith in having a possibility at seeing the field, is that because he already has some experience with this Michigan Wolverines football team.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would almost harken back to one of the conversations I was able to have. We were talking about it before, was a guy like Mason Cole, who enrolled early and was able to start the very first game on that offensive line, the only player to ever do it in the University of Michigan history. It really does give you a leg up coming in January. So I think a guy like Mazi Smith, like you said, will definitely have a better chance of seeing the field than guys that didn't enroll early.
Yeah, definitely. Now, keeping with the defensive side of things, I want to really start talking about safety Dax Hill, the five-star recruit, the number one recruit for this Michigan Wolverines defense this past offseason, the guy who everyone is really, really excited about seeing come and play for this Michigan Wolverines defense. He was definitely the biggest fish that was landed in the 2019 class, and I know personally I am so excited to see what he can do because he flipped his commitment from Alabama before signing with the Wolverines on signing day. So when that flip happened, I know every Michigan fan was like, we are here to play and stay.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, well, that was so crazy because he had committed to the University of Michigan, then he flipped to Bama, and then back to University of Michigan, like you said, on signing day, and it was just absolutely crazy. And just his hype reminds me of a guy like Jabril Peppers in that defensive backfield. But man, does he have 4-4 legit 4-4 speed. And we were talking about that early enrollees and how that gives you a leg up. Dax Hill is not an early enrollee, so we've got to kind of keep that in mind when we've got depth at that safety's position. But I've heard Dax being able to play corner. He can play wide receiver. It's one of those guys like Jabril where you just got to get him on the field. And I can definitely see him getting on the field as early as game one.
Yeah, definitely. And again, with starting safety Tyreek Kittle now graduated, he could definitely quickly come up and just be putting games and become the next starter on the back end of the defense. But of course, he will still have to beat out other players like Brad Hawkins,
right,
Jalen Kelly-Powell, and of course, Jamarik Woods, mm-hmm, who have already been on campus for the position. But given his skill set, Hill has the chance to see the field in year one regardless. But as he told the Michigan Insider at the All-American Bowl, there is also a chance that he plays Viper once he gets acclimated. So that's another situation where he could get thrown into that defense and be at the Viper position, not necessarily have to play that safety role.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, the good part for Michigan is that we've got Kalik Hudson in that Viper spot. So barring any injuries, I think he's got that role down pretty much to a pat. But yeah, in the near future, Dax Hill, like I said, he can play just about any position you want him to. Put him at quarterback, for goodness sake. I mean, the dude's like going to be like a Denard Robinson 2.0. Maybe he can even throw it better. Who knows?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Just already thinking about him, and definitely he will be that standout freshman of the year on this Michigan football team, and more specifically the Michigan football defense. Mm. Now, another guy who has a possibility at starting this season is on the offensive side, and that's running back Zach Charbonnet. So now with redshirt freshman tailback Christian Turner being named the Wolverines' top offensive sleeper going to the year, it's not a lock that the four-star Charbonnet earns a starting role. But especially with the status of Chris Evans now being out indefinitely, there's a big area of opportunity for this running back to make a standout this upcoming season and just be a presence on the offensive side.
Yeah, hey, you're right. I mean, Charbonnet is one of those special talents at the running back spot that Michigan is not used to getting. We've gotten guys like Kareem Walker and Derek Green in the past where they've been the number one ranked running back and just haven't panned out like we've wanted them to. Even a guy like Sam McGuffrey, if you want to go back that far. But man, I am impartial, Jake. Let me tell you, I'm impartial to a guy named True Wilson. True is my boy, man. And he came on the podcast, one of the nicest guys. And let me tell you, even before he was on the podcast, this dude runs so hard. He runs harder than any player I've seen. He reminds me of a young, or like, okay, we're not going to go as good, but a guy like Mike Hart back in the day. That's really when I first started watching. That's when I first started watching the University. I know it's a bold claim. It's a bold claim. But if I were to give the starting spot to anybody right now, unbiased, honestly, it would go to True, but I think it's going to be a running back by committee, whichever way you slice it, whether you start Christian Turner, you start True, or even if you start Charbonnet. I mean, it might be a little bit different, and there might not be a Caron Higdon or a Davion Smith where he's going to take the bulk of the carries, but that's okay. We're going to be running a quick offense this year, and getting them in and out is going to be just fine. I have no problem with that.
Well, definitely, and Coach Harbaugh has already spoken to not just the running back position, but even the quarterback position, and getting multiple players in and out every game. You know, when you're talking about trying to split the snaps with Chase Patterson and Dylan McCaffrey. So if he's willing to do that with the quarterbacks, he's definitely willing to do that with the running backs. And of course, a guy like True Wilson, Christian Turner, and Charbonnet all getting in there, all getting touches, and just mixing up those defensive schemes and, you know, seeing what works. Maybe one day Christian Turner's having a breakout game, the next day True is. And one thing we do know about True Wilson is that he is a fan favorite. When you watch any Michigan football game and he gets in that game, you hear the whole crowd screaming his name, True. So just having, you know, all that wrapped around, you know, talking about their play on the field, but as well as just the social aspect of it and the Wolverine fan base, it's just going to be really interesting to see what the coaching staff do with the running back situation that they are given right now.
Absolutely.
So another guy I want to talk about is Mike Sanristil.
Yes.
Would you like to, anything you want to add about Mike Sanristil?
Yeah. So obviously Mike was a little bit of a no-name coming out of Massachusetts, but that northeast corner of the United States, a lot of guys are underranked and they just don't get the love they feel like they deserve. But man, he was recruited as a cornerback, believe it or not, or an athlete by some sources. But he's like, man, Michigan said that they can get me in at wide receiver. That's where he wanted to play. And wow, did he perform beyond expectations in the spring, even earning the praise of guys like Coach Harbaugh and offensive coordinators, as well as passing game coordinators. It's going to be crazy to see Mike. This dude's got legit speed. He fits perfectly in that Josh Gattis offense. I'm really excited to watch Mike. I really think he's going to play a lot. I think he might sneak ahead of guys like Ronnie Bell, Nate Shanley. I think he's going to have a big year. I think he might be our freshman of the year on the offense. I don't think that's a bold claim whatsoever.
Yeah, definitely. And him and Giles Jackson, and, you know, we just have a lot of really young talent in this wide receiver core and just in the offense in general. You know, our offensive line is coming back as a lot of veterans, so that's the one position that we really needed and coming back, especially even okay, Shea Patterson too. But more importantly, the offensive line is coming back as veterans and older players, but then you have the really young guys at running back, at wide receiver, and even tight end, and some would say, who really can open up this field with their speed, with their knowledge of the game, and just everything involved. It's just going to be a really exciting offense to watch.
Yeah, and that's a really interesting point you brought up there, where Michigan in the past, they didn't have depth, especially since Rich Rod took over after the Lloyd Carr era. If you had a guy get injured, or if you had a really talented guy go to the NFL draft, you were kind of screwed for a little bit there. But now, when you have a guy like Shea Patterson get hurt, or a guy like, let's say, Donovan Peoples-Jones get hurt, you have guys like Nico Collins, Tariq Black, Mike Sainer still that can pick up the slack, or a guy like Dylan McCaffrey, Joe Milton. It's really an embarrassment of riches, which is something that we haven't been able to say in a long time in Ann Arbor. So I think that's a really good thing and a good point you brought up there.
Yeah, definitely. And just one more name who probably won't be a starter, won't really see the field much this season, but I want to really just speak with you, TCB, about, because you know him very well, is freshman Quentin Johnson. So can you speak about your experience with him and is what you know about him coming in?
Yeah, absolutely. Quentin Johnson was actually, I think, my second guy I had on the podcast this summer. Really nice guy. All these guys are really nice. It's pretty cool to get to know them. But, man, Quentin Johnson is in the mold of a Jabril Peppers. When you look at him off the field, he looks like Jabril Peppers. On the field, same thing. This dude is a smaller, shorter safety that could slide into that Viper spot if Dax Hill doesn't fill it. And I really think that Quentin Johnson has the capability to be a real playmaker on that defense for years to come. Like you said, I don't think this season is going to be his year. I think he's going to get a red shirt, but I think that in the future, you could definitely see him starting his redshirt sophomore, redshirt junior, and fifth year senior years if he's still around. I really like Quentin Johnson, and it just hammers home the fact that we have a lot of depth at these positions. Just look at our safety spot with Josh Metellus, Jamarik Woods, Brad Hawkins, Dax Hill, Quentin Johnson. We've got so many guys that can do it all. So like you said, man, Quentin Johnson is an exciting prospect, and a lot of these guys that we haven't got to talk about are also very exciting. It just so happens that their position is filled, and that's okay. And I think they've kind of accepted the fact that, you know what, we're going to sit behind, we're going to learn from some of the best guys in the Big Ten and in the nation, and we're going to be able to do our part in the years to come.
Yeah, definitely. So in talking about all these different guys coming in, you know, one thing, the one worry that could be said is that they're all very young and that maybe our team is a little too young this year and they might take a big step back. But that being said, I think all these players have a lot to show for on this team. They all are coming in here. They're coming to the Wolverines, and the Wolverines are bringing them in because they know they can play. And with this coaching staff, especially with Don Brown and his defense, and although we did lose David Long and Ambry Thomas and guys like Rashawn Gary and Devin Bush, there's a new batch of kids that are coming in here and are going to work really hard to just bring wins to this Wolverines team.
And man, are you not excited? This is going to be quite the year, huh?
It was so exciting. Oh, my God. We're only a few weeks away from the first game against Middle Tennessee State.
Yes, sir.
They're already in training. They're already in football mode. Mm-hmm. I know Coach Harbaugh is working them to the bone. And I'm just so excited to be a fan and just watching this team day in, day out.
Absolutely. And one more thing. You mentioned that they might be a little bit young. I don't know. I think that they've retooled. Like we've been saying, that's kind of been our theme of this episode here, is they're retooling. You see a guy like Chase or Rashawn leaving, and you insert them with a true sophomore, Aiden Hutchinson, who is a dog. I don't know if you've seen him this offseason doing work, but that man is putting in so much work. He is going to be phenomenal. They're going to be riddled with sophomores through seniors, and that's just kind of how it goes. They're taking the mold of an Alabama or a Clemson even, where I mean, if you can compare yourself to those two teams in this decade, you're doing just fine. So I think we're going to be okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited to watch. This team is definitely going to be a lot better than these past few years. And just even going forward with the upcoming recruiting classes and everything happening with this recruiting and with this team, just really trying to be up there with the big dogs in the college football world. So that being said, I really want to thank you, TCB, for being on the show today. This is really exciting. If you guys get a chance, please check out his podcast, The Prattle, where he does interviews with all types of Michigan players, all walks of life. So that being said, thank you for listening, and until next time, thank you.
Thank you.